It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Certainlieb, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. We're going to have Chad Tracy on tomorrow at 2:15. Mike Florio on at 4 p.m. And this is actually, this is somewhat breaking news, which is has to do with the Patriots in a way, but it's to me, it's even bigger than that. So, first game of the season, the big NFL kickoff game, Super Bowl rematch. You got your Patriots, you've got your Seahawks, and it was just announced no less than 30 minutes ago that there is actually going to be a halftime show at that. And the halftime show is the reunion of Soundgarden. Whoa. It's the first show Soundgarden has played since Chris Cornell died.
Who's singing?
As a matter of fact, they've announced it now. They did one thing for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction last year, but that's it. But this is under the name Soundgarden. It's you know, all of the surviving members plus Mike McCready of Pearl Jam will be playing guitar for the parts that Chris Cornell played, and on vocals will be Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless. Now, if you're asking, if you don't know who The Pretty Reckless is and who is Taylor Momsen, remember the Jim Carrey movie The Grinch?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah.
That's Taylor Momsen.
Wow.
The little girl from The Grinch is going, and by the way, she's an excellent vocalist. Her band just went on tour with AC/DC. But yes, the reunion of Soundgarden. This is the first show that they have played as Soundgarden out and about, which means that they may indeed be reuniting. I'd heard stuff that they're going to release stuff that Chris Cornell had recorded before he died as Soundgarden, but that's kind of badass. On your Patriots' first game of the season, the reunion of Soundgarden.
Flexing their obvious grunge roots up in Seattle. We had that debate Super Bowl week, you know, better musical history in the New England area, Boston or Seattle.
Oh, is that even a debate?
It's not close.
It's tough. Yes. Not close. Yes, it's close.
An entire genre of music was born there. Like, I mean, okay, tell me this. Give me the three best New England musical artists. Give me the three best ones.
Okay, Boston, Aerosmith,
James Taylor,
and the Cars.
Okay, Boston, Aerosmith, the Cars, three worthy bands.
All, what do you mean worthy? I mean, those are all iconic Hall of Fame bands.
None of them had as big, well, Aerosmith. You could say Aerosmith might be the best of all of these ones I'm going to name, as far as like they're big and how big they were. But Nirvana completely changed the musical landscape. And Alice in Chains, in my opinion, is the best of all of them. And obviously you can go down the road, like Pearl Jam, blah, 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 blah. Aerosmith does skew things a little bit.
Yeah,
but
close. I mean,
you can't even throw the Cars in there with Nirvana. You can't. The Cars
what do you
are a
mean
good
you
band.
Can't throw the Cars were a good band.
Fun fact, the first Boston album came out 50 years ago today.
Ooh. Ah, very nice. And by the way, I will say this, that this was really crazy to learn. Did you know that Nine Inch Nails' Pretty Hate Machine, the first album, was recorded on Newbury Street?
I did not know that.
There used to be. I learned that just recently. There was a music studio that was there. But that's kind of cool. So there you go. For the first game of the season, whether you're New England Patriots, they better damn well show that on TV. Because at that point, I don't care about the analysis. Show me the reunion of Soundgarden. That would be nice. All right. Kayshawn Booty, no longer a member of this team. No longer on here. He ended up getting traded for really next to nothing. A safety that kind of just was like a sixth rounder, hardly played. Mm-hmm. And a pick that is just way down in the bottom of the barrel. Ted, you are like, can you kind of put in perspective like what this team, what it means to get rid of a guy like Kayshawn Booty, who really seemed to be the trapdoor, almost a guy that Drake May had built this nice chemistry with, mm-hmm. who kind of was like just a dude that you could always get the ball to. He just seemed to always know where he was. But there's just so many receivers, and there's only enough ball to go around. Have you had time to process this?
You know, I thought about it a little bit more. You know, how do you explain it so that people understand? I don't know if this makes sense, but I'll give it my best shot. You know, it's kind of like you look at the Celtics. They have an overabundance of wing players, okay? Yep. But they were deficient in big guys. So you need, you know, if you have a lot of wings, you know, there's a redundancy there. So you know what? You trade one to get back a position of need, which is like a center. The Patriots.
Can the Patriots shoot a lot of threes this year? Is that what you're saying?
I should have gone to basketball metaphor. But the thing is, people go, oh, he's your third best receiver. It's like, okay, maybe he is, but there's what he does. Really, the best is run nine routes, which is streak routes. You know who does it better than him on this team is AJ Brown.
Okay.
And so if you have both of those out guys out there, it's kind of like it's a waste. So to have Kayshawn Booty, it just from a schematic standpoint doesn't make as much sense. So their top three receivers in their 11 personnel packages are going to be A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs, and DeMario Douglas. That makes sense. Each one of those guys do different things. They run different routes on the route tree. And so it makes sense that those three guys would be out there on the field together. Having A.J. Brown as well as Kayshawn Booty out there, it just from a schematic standpoint, it doesn't make as much sense because there's a redundancy there. So I hope people, you know, look,
Do you like Tony Siegel better than Kayshawn Booty?
No, stop. You know who I like? Matt. I'm confident in Matt Collins. Kid
okay.
Is going to be A.J. Brown is your deep threat. No more Kayshawn Booty. So we got that. But who's going to work the short to intermediate? Matt Collins, to me, is a guy that is way better than Kayshawn Booty doing in routes, comebacks, curl routes, dig routes, you know, and those types of routes. And so, to me, it's not going to be as much of a loss as people, I think.
I have a positive and a negative thought about this, Rich. Positive thought is they must be very confident A.J. Brown is healthy. They must have watched him and waited and looked at all the medical. Because remember, we had our guy on Elliot from WIP, and he was like talking about the knee and all the potential danger there. They must feel, because if A.J. Brown goes out, people will want Kayshawn Booty back. The negative thought is they looked at Kyle Williams and said, this guy's cheaper. He's kind of as good as Booty, and he's just cheaper.
Guys. See, I don't think that that's negative. I think that if you have two guys that are essentially the same and it's going to free up money that you can spend somewhere else, I don't have a problem with it. That's what a good GM does. As long as you end up spending that freaking money on guys that matter, like Christian Gonzalez.
Cash budget.
Yeah, oh, God, that pissed me off. That really did. When Elliot Wolf's talking about cash budget, we don't want to hear that. Let's go to John online, too. John, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Rich, first and foremost, that Boston album sold 9 million copies in a calendar year when you had to go buy the album.
Yeah, tell him,
it's
Rich,
a great
tell
album.
Him,
it's a great, great album. There's no question.
It is an iconic album.
Yep.
And every grunge guy put together couldn't have put together an album like that if they all got together in the same room.
John, I will tell you this. You know, as a matter of fact, to your point, I believe Kurt Cobain said that when he wrote Smells Like Teen Spirit, it was a riff on More Than a Feeling, like that guitar riff. It's almost the same riff if you listen to it. So if it wasn't for Boston, maybe there wouldn't have been a Nirvana.
Ted, your former boss drives me nuts because they traded Kayshawn Booty for one reason only, because they saved $2 million on their cash budget. And do they go and take the $2 million and spend it on the quarterback? No. No movement. Why? Because suddenly the cash budget matters. All the years they've been telling me how the salary cap matters. Giles said, we can't go all over the salary cap. Fans of New England, we're going to bring you the best possible roster with the best possible quarterback. And if it wasn't for that quarterback, they'd be the worst franchise in the history of sports. They'd be with the Jets and the Browns. I am over it with Kraft and his financial knowledge, but we're all dummies and he's the professor.
Thank you,
John, sing it, baby.
Dude, I got a great call from John. I gotta follow this up with I would think as a general manager, like one thing you should never say if you can help it, and I'm Elliot Wolf's not the general manager, but he's pseudo general manager.
Sure.
Is budget. Don't ever say budget. Don't even say that word.
Can we hear that whole Elliot Wolf clip again, the cash budget clip? Because it is something. I'm telling you, this is like the story of the day in Boston sports, that Elliot Wolf trotted this out.
How much does planning for a new deal for Drake impact how you consider a new deal for Christian now?
It's about a cash budget and things like that. Mm. So we're very aware of the timing of these things, and we're cognizant of having a plan for that and working with Jonathan and Robert. Thankful for their support. They're open and willing for us to be able to sign these great players.
Hey,
that's the worst thing he could have said.
25th in cash spending.
Don't bring up cash at all. If you're the Pats GM, why would you do that?
I think Elliot's maybe going a little rogue. I think he's kind of, him and Mike are kind of maybe teaming up against Vrabel
spanked
RKK.
Him in the back office as soon as he was done with that press conference.
Yeah. I don't know. That's Elliott's a smart guy. I mean, cash budget.
That's not a smart thing to say.
That wasn't.
No. And you know what? And I just don't want to hear about that.
No fan does. No fan wants to hear that the billionaires have a budget. No.
Exactly.
Fan.
Exactly. And on top of that, there's so many better ways you could have answered that. Like, you could have answered it. Although the one thing you didn't say, you're right. What it seems to be code red. Hey. Is when they start saying he's under contract.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To me, they didn't say it. But think about this, guys. For 23 years, Robert Kraft thought, you know what? As long as we have the quarterback, we can skimp everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he still thinks that?
Yes! Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Of course. These guys get off to getting, like, telling all their friends, we won all those Super Bowls. Being the lowest cash spending team in the NFL.
He probably did brag about that quite a bit.
Oh, I bet you all the time.
He pulled Jerry Jones aside. Yeah, oh, you might be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Ooh. I got all these trophies spending the least amount of all you guys. I mean, you don't think those guys get off to that?
Boy, Ted, that is, I mean, because you're right. I mean, he might be looking at Drake May the way that he looked at Tom Brady and said, baby, we got our quarterback.
Yep.
We know that he can take us to the promised land, and we don't need to spend in all of these other places.
But they did spend the last 2 years. That's the thing. $100 million on Milt Williams, $60 million on Carlton Davis, $45 million on Harold Landry. This year, they spent on Dobbs $80 million more. $40 million on Draymond Jones. There were some big money deals they've thrown out.
Okay, but why do they rank 25th in cash spending?
I mean.
So there's still there's a big salary. The salary cap's $300 million.
Ken. But that's over 10 years. Like, if you did it the last 2 years, where do they rank? Do that math for tomorrow.
This year, I just know they're 25th this year.
Okay, but the last 2 years. Do the combo, because I feel like over the last 2 years, they've caught up a little bit.
Well, I mean, then show it. Then put your money where the mouth is and get Gonzalez signed. Then sign Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to repeat myself 1,000 times. I believe way more that it's not his agent going rogue and that it's the Patriots being cheap because they got the track record. So come on. I agree with our caller before. He's absolutely right. I don't want to hear any bitching about this, cash budgets and crap like that. Get this guy signed. He's a star. And Mike Vrabel knows that this is a better team when Christian Gonzalez is on it. And damn it, I want to be right that he got signed today when I sent that text.